Hello, Phil?
Yes.
Hello, this is Linda from Homestead. I was just calling to talk to this gentleman about the vending machine.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want him to know that I work at a grocery store, and I have like 15 minutes for a break every day, and I'm tired, and I go into the room and try to get myself a Coke out of the machine, and those machines do not work properly, and I want to know why. We can send a man to the moon, but we can't get vending machines to work right.
Are you using the machine properly, ma'am?
I sure am. And when
Are you using a dollar bill or coins?
I'm using coins.
All right. When you put the coin in, do you wait for it to drop all the way to the bottom of the slot? I'm going to try to help you here, ma'am.
All right.
Do you wait for the coin to drop all the way to the bottom of the slot?
I absolutely do. I've been doing this for years now.
Do you hear it click?
I just can't believe that you would say that.
Have you massaged it?
I massaged it.
Yes,
are you kidding? I kicked it. I'd like to.
Oh no, ma'am. No, that's the wrong thing to do.
Well,
you
I'm sorry. You know, I hate to
have
let people see me get upset, but I only have 15 minutes.
Don't get upset. Just rub the front of the machine with the palm of your hand.
Rub the front of the machine. Can you imagine if I'm rubbing the front of the machine and some of my coworkers walk in? Well, they'll think I'm nuts.
The machine is supposed to be used. I want you to rub it, then you embrace it.
Are you serious? Are you kidding me?
No, ma'am.
Do you know how long I keep my... Listen, young man, do you know how long I keep my job if I rub the front of a vending machine and hug it?
Ma'am, I'm asking you to use the machine properly, otherwise it will not dispense the product. I'm trying to
help you. That is ridiculous. Do you realize how ridiculous that sounds?
No, ma'am.
How many people do you get to do that? I've never seen... I have never seen one person...
Well, I saw a guy the other day embrace the machine, kiss it, and ask
He must have been out of a loony bin, man.
I'm telling you right now, ma'am, I want you to embrace it.
He must have been. Are you kidding me? Do you think I would really embrace a vending machine? I kick that thing first.
Right, Linda,
I kick it a new rear end.
Linda,
are you kidding me?
Linda, hold on for a minute. We'll transfer you to Pacific Vending if you want to hold on.
All right. What do you mean, hold on for what?
We'll transfer you to the company so you can talk to the company.
I'd like to talk to them. Really would. This gets under my collar.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Linda?
Yes.
This is Mr. Danger from Pacific Vending. Mr. Danger?
Yes, Phil. I'm right here.
Yes. Is this the vending machine company?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I would like to know why you cannot get vending machines in South Florida that work. I used to live in Texas, and the ones in Texas worked a little better. Down here, they work terrible.
All right, ma'am, could I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you have any physical infirmities at all?
I absolutely do not.
All right, ma'am, can you do this for me? And this is probably one of the problems that you've got, all right?
All right.
Can you do a little bit of a pelvic thrust? You know what I mean by that, ma'am?
Are you trying to be vulgar?
No, ma'am, I am not. No,
well, what would that have to do with a vending machine?
What we have are heat-sensitive machines in South Florida, and you are supposed to, when you use the machine, if it does not work properly, ma'am, you're supposed to give it just a little, but what we call the groin push.
Heat-sensitive?
Can you do a little bit of a... Yes, ma'am?
I'm not sure I'm following you.
Ask you to do is do a little bit of a pelvic thrust for me right now. Can you do that?
I don't think so. This is not phone sex or anything.
No, ma'am, it is not phone sex, I assure you. I'm asking you, can you do a little bit of a pelvic roll?
Well, I can, but I can do that, but I'm not going to do it right now. That's ridiculous.
Please do. I've got a heat sensor right now, and I can tell whether you're doing it properly. Just do it for me right now.
Well, let me ask you something.
Please
let me ask you, if I do this pelvic thing you want me to do,
yes,
if I do that in front of this machine at work,
yes, ma'am,
do you think that I'm going to keep my job very long?
Just do it.
Just
do it.
I can't believe
push
this.
That pelvis out
I'm not
there.
Doing anything like
Come
that.
Come on, baby, do it for me.
No, I can't do it
for
that.
Me, baby.
Well, I tell you, you know what?
Damn, man, I haven't had any in so long. Just do a little bit.
Are you kidding me?
Do a little bit.
Are you perverted or what?
Do something for me.
You are perverted. I don't understand.
Linda?
Yes. Is this Phil?
Yeah, I'm awfully sorry.
Well, that's all right, Phil, but now I understand why these machines don't work, because the people that are constructing them are perverts.
Well, apparently we got a crank caller on the line.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean I was talking to a crank caller?
Apparently.
Oh, I thought I was talking to the vending machine company, and I thought that explains why they don't work, because they're up there playing with themselves. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, we've got a guy here with the vending company now. His name is Mark Barkencroft, and he's a consumer reporter.
Oh.
If you'd like. Mark, are you there?
I'm right here, Phil.
This is Linda from Homestead, Mark, who has a vending problem.
We get an awful lot of those complaints.
Well, when are y'all going to do something about it?
Well, ma'am, what exactly is the problem? And if I can help you, I'd be more than happy to.
The problem is I only get 15 minutes a day on a break, and I want a little something to drink.
Absolutely.
And so I go in, and I put my 50 cents into this machine.
Yes, ma'am. Are you aware that some of these machines are heat sensitive?
Now, she's already been through this with this other guy, Mark.
No, I understand that. But they are heat sensitive machines, ma'am.
Well, I'm not. I don't understand heat sensitive.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand. It's not a human being. This machine is a machine. It's not a human being.
Yes, it is a machine. But they are equipped with what are called heat sensors, and they do imaging. This was done originally 2 years ago. in order to keep people who have dietary restrictions from purchasing products from these machines. I'll give you an example. If you have an individual who is overweight, we frown very, very much on these people using these machines. So it will not dispense the food then. All right?
Are you telling me that it won't give me any soda? What if I'm asking for a diet?
Well, ma'am, I'm asking, are you overweight?
Well, I'm not obese or anything. I'm just maybe a little bit.
How much do you weigh?
I weigh 155 pounds, but I'm a little bit short.
And how tall are you, dear?
I'm about 5'3".
Wow.
Well, now what does that mean?
Well, it...
My husband likes me. He likes me the way I am,
I'm sure that he does. I'm making no comment.
You mean to tell me that when it keeps my money, it's telling me that I'm just a little fat and it ain't going to give me nothing? It's going to keep my money?
Well,
you've got to be kidding. What right does it have to keep my money just because I'm overweight?
Well, ma'am, machines don't have rights per se. A machine is a machine.
Well, who programs these machines with such foolishness?
At the vending company, we program it. We give it its programming at the vending company. But basically what I'm telling you is each machine is up to its own discretion as to what it wants to do.
Now, that doesn't make a bit of sense. If you program it, you men up there like these real skinny women I know, so you're going to program it so it won't give me anything. Is that what you're saying?
No, ma'am, we are not. We are simply trying to keep you from having a heart attack or diabetes or some other problem.
The machine is going to make me have a heart attack. You understand? If it don't give me anything, I'm going to get upset and kick it. You understand? It's not going to help me. Just giving me a drink ain't going to make me have a heart attack. I think that's silly.
Ma'am, the machine decides. It's up to the machine. The next time you use the machine to embrace it and
embrace the machine
and just give a little thrust action right near the coin slot. Just kind
are
of.
Are you kidding me?
No, ma'am, I am not.
Phil.
Yes,
ma'am. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you hear what this young man
this
is saying?
This sounds absolutely preposterous.
Do you think he's crazy?
It is.
Well, I'm going to go now because
no,
I can't talk like
can
this.
Can you say wow? Just go wow.
Wow. What do you mean
say
wow?
Say wow. Say wow.
Why?
Say wow.
Why?
Not why. Say wow. Go wow.
Wow. What does
there
that mean?
There you go. All right, it registered a 6. Yeah, she's in trouble.
I have never.
Registered a 6.
Phil,
this is the most
absurd
thing that
I've ever. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Absolutely,
he's crazy.
Ma'am. This is insanity.
It is insanity.
I know the vending business, and I'm tired of being
a. You better change your business, boy. You need to get some other business.
All right, I want you to do one more thing. This may help.
Who is this talking about?
This is Mark Barkencroft, and
okay.
I want you to just go, give me a kiss.
Goodbye.
Give me a hello.